everybody, and welcome to the Daily Scopes for the 3rd of May. So Mars makes a set star to Pluto that entered on the 2nd of May. It's going to start perfecting us around the 6th of May. Mars is in the constellation of Pisces and Pluto's in the constellation of Capricorn. So positively, it can help us be more self-empowered, as it can ignite a sense of personal power and determination within us all, as it gives us the strength to go after our goals and with passion and sort of like focus, tenacity, and just not care about what others think, while also respecting their boundaries is what we should do. So yeah, ambition, it gives us that sort of drive to reach for new things and reach new heights in our career or personal relationship life. We can have more courage to take calculated risks and make bolder moves towards success. It can make us sort of like just be intense about the things that we focus on right now and give us sort of like a laser-like focus on what we want, allowing us to channel our energies towards achieving our goals. Negatively, it can make us feel overwhelmed, as the intensity of this transit can sometimes be overwhelming, especially if we're not prepared for its powerful energy. So it's important to manage our emotions and avoid becoming consumed by excessive thoughts or behaviors. It can also make us impatient as well, just wanting to know the answers now. And it can also lead to us making impulsive decisions. And it's important for us to take the time to assess situations before taking action, because hasty, sort of like impulsive choices can lead to negative consequences. Can also just bring power struggles as well. And it's a power struggling week as well. So just watch out for that. Also got another power struggling week coming up next week, but I'll talk about it then. The best use of this energy is to set goals, have more energy and determination, and remember that Pluto is in retrograde right now, so all of this energy may not always be displayed externally. We may internally, you know, make the changes and feel the power. We may not, like, people may look at us, this is what I'm trying to say, on the outside and think nothing's going on, but within us there's a lot going on, a lot of inner changes and transformation. So some of us may change internally, some of us may use this energy to change externally. The best use of this energy, as I said, is to set goal, focus on changing yourself, allowing yourself to be open to growth, and you know, take calculated risks, engage in self-reflection, resolve any conflicts that come up, and listen to, you know, and try and understand the different perspective of others, while also, you know, stating your own opinions and stuff. Try and approach and resolve conflicts head on rather than avoiding them. Seek compromise and cooperation rather than trying to, you know, forcefully assert your own agenda. Channel your passion into productivity, so rather than just wasting it being reckless, overindulging, overspending, stuff like that, use this energy to build your inner determination and resilience and overcome any challenges that come up as well. And content creators can use this energy to talk about how we can become more self-empowered, how we can commit to transforming ourselves, how we can find deeper meaning in our actions, how we can tap into our inner strength and use it to manifest our, you know, goodness in our life rather than self-destruction, how we can take conscious and calculated risks, the pros and cons of doing so, how we can sort of like overcome obstacles, giving tips and strategies to do that, how we can do shadow work, which is important, you know, looking at our negative traits, our self-destructive behaviors and thoughts and words, and asking ourselves why we do these things as well, allowing ourselves to be open to embracing our flaws and giving tips on how people can embrace their flaws and love themselves regardless if they're being an asshat or not as well. Also talking about how we can become more ambitious and focus on our career goals, and how we can tap into to our inner creativity and spirituality as well, and how we can use our creativity as a means of self-expression and personal growth as well. So yeah, that's the end of the Daily Scopes for the 3rd of May.